You could probably recognize a TED Talk if you listen to one without even seeing the name of the talk, by the style of the speaking, by the cadence of the speaker, by the way the applause comes and goes, by the lack of intro and outro, by the time limit. TED's 18-minute time limit has become iconic, and it's made their talk something that most of us can find time to listen to. If a friend sends you a podcast, you might struggle to find an hour to listen to the whole thing. A TED Talk, however, you know it's going to be about one topic, you know that it's going to be just 18 minutes, and hey, you can probably take that much time. But how did we get here? How did TED Talks become 18 minutes long? It all started as founder Richard Saul Wurman said as the dinner party he wanted to always have but couldn't. And so he built this conference he called TED, which stood for Tech, Entertainment, and Design. He said, I'm bored out of my head at conferences. I hate being spoken to. I hate education. And so when he built a conference, he did it differently. He wanted to build something that was more interesting, that would keep him engaged. And it didn't quite work at first. So he invited smart people to come talk, invited people he wanted to hear from. And they'd talk forever. Presentations would run 90 minutes, reported Wired, when they wrote about the first TED conference. That was scarcely different than the standard conference that Wurman disliked. So he went back to the drawing board and said, what could we do? And so he had a sort of hack to make TED Talks be a bit more interesting. Wurman would sit on the platform along with the speaker. The speaker's up here talking, he's sitting there listening. And whenever Wurman would get bored, he would just stand up and start walking closer and closer to the speaker. They would start to get the hint, start to get awkward and wrap up what they were saying, sit down, and then he'd invite the next person up. And soon enough, you would figure out that you had six people presenting in that original 90 minutes that a speech used to take. And so that's how the general 15-minute limit started with TED Talks around the turn of the century. When Chris Anderson took over the TED conference, talks were around 15 minutes. They'd tell people, okay, talk for 15 minutes, keep things focused. And that worked. But as Anderson found, the 15 minutes was often interpreted as 20 or 25. And so they said, okay, we need to make this more precise. And the 18-minute limit initially came in just as an attempt to be more precise, said Chris Anderson to Charlie Rose years later. And that's how TED Talks managed to recreate what Anderson calls the ancient campfire experience of information-dense, focused speeches. There was no technical reason why they were 18 minutes, why it couldn't have been 15 minutes or 20 minutes. Perhaps some other time was optimal. And in fact, now often the 18-minute limit is mentioned as something that's optimal, as the human attention span is 18 minutes long, or that the best talks would be 18 minutes long. And yet it's not scientific. It was just this attempt to find what would work. And they landed on something that fit really well. After all, a lot of famous speeches were not that long. Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, 3 minutes. Kennedy's, we're going to put a man on the moon in this decade, 17 minutes. Steve Jobs' Stanford commencement speech, 15 minutes. You can put a lot in 15 minutes. And the time limit makes you have to focus on one topic, makes you self-edit. But the thing that I find interesting about the 18-minute limit is that someone just decided to do it, and it became a new thing. So many times in life, things that seem like set standards, the length of a kilometer or the size of a screw, the way plugs are shaped or light bulbs, someone just sat down and had to figure out what to do, and they made the standard, and that's what we do now. And when we're stuck, when you're stuck, when you can't figure out what to do, when you've got to make a decision, sometimes it's okay to just say, hey, why don't we just try this? Maybe 18 minutes will work. Maybe that's enough.